Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the sixth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning parak Vav Mishnah Hey and parak Vav Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah parak Vav Mishnah Hey is going to describe the various chests that were referred to and mentioned in parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. As we said, Shlosha Asar Shafaros Ha'iba Mikdash. There were 13 collection chests that were in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, where they would collect funds for various things. V'kasuv aleihem, and on these various chests, the purpose of them would be written on them. And what were the purposes of these 13 chests? Says the Mishnah, Tiklin Chaditin V'tiklin Atikin, which is Aramaic. Excuse me, which means number one, there were new shkalim, and number two, there were old shkalim. We'll see exactly what that means later in the Mishnah. Kinin v'gozle ola. The third chest was bird pairs, and the fourth was young ola birds. There also we're going to see later in the Mishnah what exactly that refers to. Number five, or eitzim, wood, the wood that was used to fuel the fire that was on the Mizbeach. Ulavona, frankincense, which is a type of spice that would be burned on the Mizbeach Hazav, on the golden Mizbeach. Zahav lichporet lichporos, gold for the various kalim that were being used. As the Bar Tanura points out, if someone pledged a certain amount of gold to purchase one of the klishares, one of the kalim used in the Beis HaMikdash, he would place that amount of gold or coins of an equal value in the collection chest marked gold for the kapores. Continuing in the Mishnah, and then it says Shishal and Adav, and the six remaining chests, Shkalim designated for voluntary public karbanos, would be deposited there. Continuing now, as the Mishnah discusses the purpose of the first four of the chests, Tiklin Chadatin Shebechol Shana Vishana, the new Shkalim chest refers to the Shkalim of each year. Then on the, as we said, on the first of Nisan, all of those karbanos are going to be taken from the new Machatzis HaShekel chest. However, says the Mishnah, the Atikin and the old Shkalim, Mishalo Shakal Eshtakar Shokel Lishana Haba, that for those people who did not bring his shekel during the previous year, and therefore they're going to give an additional shekel during the coming year, since the additional shekel was going to be deposited into the chest that was marked, the old viatikim, the old shkalim. Therefore, one collection box was for this year's shkalim, and one collection box was for the shkalim that were not paid in the previous year. Continuing in the Mishnah, Kinen heim torim v'gozli ola heim b'neyona, that shkalim in the chest that said bird pairs, again, that was the third box, they were used to buy mature turtle doves, and those the chest marked young ola birds were used to buy young pigeons, v'kulon olos, and all of these various birds, whether the turtle doves or the pigeons, were going to be offered as a voluntary personal karban ola. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachamim omer, but the chachamim say, kinen echad v'chatas, the Echad Ola. The bird pair's chest was for people who were obligated to bring a pair of birds. One is a carbon chathet and one is a carbon Ola. The Gozli Ola, Kulan Olos. But all the carbonos brought from funds in the chest marked young Ola birds, those are going to be voluntary carbon Ola. Continuing now with Perek Vav Mishnah Vav as we finish off the Perek. Now the previous Mishnah Perek Vav Mishnah Hey listed various collection chests that were separate for wood, for frankincense, and gold for the various kalim. This Mishnah is going to teach how much a person must give if he vowed to contribute without stating an actual amount that he was going to contribute. It says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Harei Alai Eitzim. If someone says, I hereby accept upon myself to contribute pieces of wood for the Mizbeach, Lo Yivchos Mishnei Gizrin. He's not allowed to bring less than two blocks of wood as large as those used on the Mizbeach. Now, if he wishes to give money instead of bringing the wood, then he must deposit enough money for those two blocks of wood in the chest marked wood. Livona. What if he vowed to contribute Livona? Says the Mishnah, Lo Yifchos mi Kometz. He can't bring less than a Kometz, the amount that fills the hollow-formed by bending the three middle fingers over the palm, which is the amount of Lavona brought with a Karban Mincha. Now, if he wishes to give money, once again, he places enough money to buy a Kometz in the chest that was marked Lavona. Zahav, what if he vowed to contribute a gold coin? Lo Yivchos mi Dinar Zav, he may not bring less than a gold dinar, which is the smallest gold coin. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Mishnah here is going to quote and explain a line in the previous Mishnah dealing with the last six of the collection chest. Says the Mishnah, Shisha l'nedava. The Mishnah said that in the six remaining chests, the shkalim designated for voluntary public communal karbonos were deposited. What does that mean? So nedava mahayu osinba. What would they do with this money that was designated for these voluntary karbonos? Lokhin va'olo, says the Mishnah, they would buy extra communal olos with it, Habasar L'Shem, the Ha'oros L'Kohanim, whose meat was going to be offered on the Mizbech to Hashem, and whose the animal skin were going to be given to the Kohanim. Now, the source in the Pasuk for using the extra Chathas and Asham money to buy Ola Karbanos, what exactly is that source? So, Zeh Midrash Darash Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. The following explanation was of the Pasuk in the Sefer Vayikra was learned by Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol in order to teach us the law, the halacha that we just said. Says the Pasuk, Asham hu Asham, Asham, Lashem. That after discussing one type of carbon Asham, the Torah concludes that it is an Asham. For that which he has become guilty, he shall bring an Asham to Hashem. Now, says the Mishnah, it is an Asham implies that this Asham is treated like other Asham offerings whose meat is eaten by the Kohanim. Now, the end of the Pasuk states explicitly, however, that this carbon Asham goes to Hashem. Yehoyada Rezal, right? So there's a clear contradiction. Does it go to Hashem or does it go to the Kohanim? So Yehoyada resolved this theory, resolved this contradiction by explaining that the Pasuk deals not with the actual Karban Asham, but rather with a Karban brought with extra money from an Asham. And that he says, again, Zahaklal. This is the new rule based on this new exposition, this new explanation of Yehoyada. Kol shehu ba mishum chet u mishum ashama yilokach bo olos. That any extra money that comes from money set aside for a carbon chathas or a carbon asham should be used to purchase these carbon ola, these extra offerings that are eaten by Hashem. Habasar l'shem v'ha'oros l'kohanim, whose meat is going to be offered on the mizbech to Hashem and whose skin are going to be given to the kohanim. Nimtu shnei k'suvim kayam. In so doing, it seems to be that the two psukim are both going to be maintained. It's not a contradiction. Asham l'Hashem. At the end of the pasuk says that he shall bring an asham to Hashem. Means that the meat of this asham is going to go to Hashem, which ends up being the case. The asham l'kohanim. And the beginning of the pasuk where it says that it is an asham means that the skins go to the kohanim like those of any other asham. That since the collection chests contain extra money of the carbon chattis and the carbon asham, they are used to buy carbon ola based on this learning of Yehoyada. Now the source that it was Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol who presented this above explanation. What is that? V'omer, and this is the pasuk that says regarding the various things that Yehoyada would come up with. Kesef Asham v'Kesef Chatos Lo Yuva Beis Hashem LeKohanim Yihyu. That Asham money and Chatos money shall not be brought to the Beis Hamikdash of Hashem, the home of Hashem. They shall be to the Kohanim. Now Yehoyada surely would not have given to the Kohanim money that had been designated to buy a Chatas or Asham, which must obviously be used to buy those particular Karbanos. Rather, he must have given them some rights to the extra funds of such Karbanos, namely, that they receive the skin of the communal Karban Ola Karbanos, which are going to be purchased with those funds. And this proves that it was in fact Yehoyada who first expounded and explained that extra Chatas and Asham funds are going to be used to purchase the public Karban Ola. Have a great day.